man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Well, I'm not exactly back in the woods, but I'm way up here in North Dakota. Don't have a dog, but I got kids and a woman. So, I tell you what, I can't wait to see Hank Williams Jr. Can you believe? I'm just going to take a little brief, little tiny interlude here. I know I'm interrupting President Trump. Shame, shame, shame on me. But get this. I'm going to get to hear this live. Listen to this. I'm going to get to hear this great man. I think he's 72. I'm 73. So we're right there, you know, together. I'm going to get him, get to hear Hank Jr. sing this. Because you came by the no, you can't. No, you can't. On shotgun. We say pray, we say, man, if you ain't into that. Don't give a damn.
We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western
Trump country.
And we can spin a buck, we can run a trot line and a country
boy. Oh, I'm going to get to hear him sing that. And I'm going to get to hear him sing this. All right? Oh, you wish you were here.
Let's talk about your daddy,
Hank Senior.
Tell me how your mama loved that name.
Oh, I get to hear this.
Well, just break out bottle hops. I'll tell you about the drifting cowboy.
Hops is Waylon Jennings sitting next to him.
We won't talk about the patterns. Just the music
and the man. Sit playing the piano is Jesse Coulter, Waylon's wife.
Now, Hank, you just got to tell me. Did your daddy really lie on himself?
I don't deserve no answer, huh? Let's light up this moon.
Oh, I get to hear this.
Do you think he wrote them about your mama?
And I get to hear this. And then we'll go back to the president. Oh, I get to hear this too.
Get on and want to know, Hank, why do you drink? Hank, why do you rush?
Outlaw country.
Why must you live out the song that you wrote?
I get to hear all that. Let's go back to the president. I'll tell you what, even the president, I think, will envy those of us that are at this concert. I don't think he's going to Palm Beach. All right, here he is.
But Biden won't do it because he does not have the will to stand up to AOC. You know AOC, and we call AOC. I don't think she ever took a course of the environment. And now she say, we got 12 years, we're down to 7. I call it AOC plus 3. You ever see her people, Omar, the whole group? AOC plus 3 and the radical left. Under my administration, we had a very different energy policy. America, energy independence, and America, energy dominance. We were dominant. We were dominant. Think of it, a year and a half ago, we were dominant. The good news is, I used to say, 4 years is a long time. Now we're down to 2.5 years.
Just 2.5, folks.
We have a big election coming up in just a matter of months. It's incredible. I approved the Keystone XL and Dakota Access Pipelines. I withdrew from the one-sided Paris Accord, which was another ripoff of our country. Don't worry, they're putting them back. I canceled the so-called Clean Power Plan. Sounds great, except it's a disaster and very expensive for our country. It doesn't do anything. We unlocked the vast lands for energy development. We opened Anwar. You know what Anwar is? The biggest site anywhere in the world for drilling, probably bigger than Saudi Arabia. Ronald Reagan tried to get it approved. He couldn't. Everybody tried to get it approved. I got it done. And in one day, Biden had it wiped out. This is in Alaska. Lisa Murkowski did a horrible job for the people in Alaska. And in fact, right now, I feel I'm in Alaska because it's cold as
hell. The rhino. Rhino. Lisa Murkowski. Let her have
it. Lisa Murkowski is actually not that bad. Lisa Murkowski did a terrible job. But we had Anwar approved. Probably the biggest drilling site anywhere in the world. Energy, jobs, everything great for Alaska and for our country. And they ended up very quickly in one day. In one day, it was gone. The United States became, but we'll get it back. Okay, we're going to get that back. Okay, we're going to get it back. We're going to get it back quickly. The United States became the world's number one energy superpower. We were doing a job like nobody's ever done before, a net exporter of energy for the first time in 72 years. You know, the strategic... I don't know if you know, Federal Reserves. Do you know what it's about? Where we're dumping? Everybody was taken for years, 40, 50 years. They're taken out of the, they call it the strategic reserves. When we had the energy low, oh, there's my friend. She's so great. She's been with me right from the beginning. You take your time. Chris, you take your time. That's Bikers for Trump. Does everyone know Chris? Bikers for Trump.
See, there he is interacting with the audience. He saw a lady named Chris, who must be one of the leaders of Bikers for Trump, who was, you know, maybe having trouble navigating in the crowd or something. And he just, you know, said, take your time. You know, he's actually watching this crowd of 50,000 people. He's engaging them. It's unbelievable. This man's presence of mind. What a leader.
When Chris is there, you're safe, ma'am. But she's been our supporter for a long time. We love her. And thank you very much. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Chris. You know, the bikers, I don't know what it is with bikers, but I think I had 100% of their vote. And, you know, pretty much the same for law enforcement, the military, pretty much the same. But when I'd go to, like, I'd go to places in South Carolina and North Carolina and all over the place, I'd say, I feel very safe. We'd have sometimes 2,000, 3,000 bikers and Secret Service and all the law enforcement. They say, sir, I don't know if you're safe here. I say, I'm the safest guy in the world right here. And they'd rev up those Harleys, you know. And the girlfriends on the back, they loved that sucker. They loved it. They loved it. And
that is so politically incorrect. The girlfriends on the back. But it's so true. It's so right. This man has the pulse of Patriot America. And to hell with political correctness.
I went after that guy's girlfriend. Number one, didn't have a chance. Number two, he would have been in big trouble, right? He would have been in big trouble, but they were great. The Bikers for Trump, we love them. And they are tremendous people. You know, they're really patriots. They love our country. The Biden energy crisis and the Ukraine crisis are glaring reminders that America cannot be strong abroad if we...
By the way, I know I'm interrupting here again, but it just grabs me, folks. Think of anybody you've ever heard in your life. That's why I'm such a cheerleader for Trump. What person in your life could ever have executed that master touch you just heard? Making a reference to some bikers that are in the crowd in front of him, and then talking about how tough bikers are. Don't mess with a biker's girlfriend. What other speaker could talk about that? And then how the biker gals love to ride on the back of those bikes. Of course, some of them ride in the front, but they love to ride in the back. It's so true. It's so politically incorrect. It's so wonderful.
We are not first strong at home, and we are not strong at home. It's time to stop the bloodshed in our own cities. Look at what's going on in Chicago and New York and Los Angeles and Portland. I mean, Portland, they've taken over the place, the whole, it's ridiculous what's going on in Portland, but many other, all Democrat-run cities, all of them. You see some of these stats in Chicago where 8 people were shot this weekend and 4 died. And many more than that, and many worse stats than that. It's time to defend our own borders. And I'll tell you one thing, Henry McMaster, he doesn't have 8 people shot and people dying every weekend.
Governor.
It's time to protect our own sovereignty. It's time to secure our own elections. It's time to, by the way, it took me 2.5 years to get through all of the litigation and lawsuits on the border wall, and I won. I won 11 cases, and we won other. And we had it done 3 weeks away from finishing it. Then we had the election result that everybody or most people know was a fake result, just like a fake news. And 3 weeks, but we did a tremendous job with the border wall, and it could be finished immediately. And that's when I knew that they actually wanted open borders, when they didn't want to go that extra 3 weeks to finish the wall. But it had a tremendous impact. We had the safest border in the history of our country 1 year ago, and today we have the worst border in the history of our country. So it's time to save our own nation from the people who are trying to destroy it. Under Biden, Pelosi, and the radical Democrats, we're losing our country no different than if we had lost it in a war.
Wow.
If we had lost it in a war. You know, we have hundreds of thousands of people dying to drugs that come over the southern border. Now, we did a tremendous job on the southern border. We had the best numbers we've ever had, and we've had the best drug numbers. We stopped drugs at a level that nobody had ever seen before. And now they're coming in at a level that nobody has ever seen. When you have open borders, nobody's ever seen anything like it before. Millions of illegal aliens are rushing across our borders from all over the world. Criminals, gang members, drug traffickers, human smugglers, and people on terrorist watch lists are stampeding right into our country. The Biden administration has spent months and months obsessing over how to stop an invasion of a foreign country. I believe Americans deserve a president who will stop the invasion into our country.
Oh, so perfect. Oh.
And for all the talk about violent conflict in Eastern Europe, and it's a terrible thing, and we're going to help, and we're going to do whatever we can, because nobody can look at the bloodshed much longer, what's happening. It's a lack of respect for a lot of people, a lot of things, but it's just a total lack of respect. And it happens to be a man that is just driven. He's driven to put it together, and you look at it and it's just so ridiculous and so senseless and so horrible. And I say it again and I'll say it again and again. It should have never happened. If he respected our president, it would have never, ever happened. But no one ever mentions the bloody and horrific war raging just across our border. They don't mention that the drug wars have killed hundreds of thousands of people
Perfect.
Throughout Latin America.
So true.
And hundreds of thousands of people in our country massacring innocent people, murdering judges and journalists, torturing and slaughtering hostages and burying victims in mass graves. Mass graves. Now Joe Biden has thrown the gates open to these murderous cartels and thugs and bloodthirsty criminal gangs to flood into our country. Every day, the radical Democrats' open border policies are getting innocent Americans killed. We have Brandon Judd here. He's an incredible guy. And Tom Holman, who's an incredible. Tom Holman is central casting. That's the kind of guy they don't want to see. They don't want to see Brandon Judd. Where's Brandon Judd? What a job he does. Head of Border Patrol, what a job you do. And your people at ICE are incredible. These are brilliant, brave patriots. I wouldn't want their job, Brandon. I wouldn't want your job. You know, ICE will go into a pack. MS-13, probably the worst gangs are MS-13, but ICE will go up to them. They break into our country. And they'll charge them. They kill people. They like using knives rather than guns because it's more painful. They actually use knives to cut people up because it's more painful. ICE goes in there, then they just attack them. And they take them away and they bring them out. They dump them the hell out of our country. And the other countries from where they came, they now take them. They didn't used to take them. I said, why aren't they taking them? They said, sir, they just won't take them back. They don't want them to take them back. I said, how much money does the United States give to those countries? And they said, sir, about $742 million. Okay, stop it. As of now, we give them no money. The next day, I got a call from the president of those countries. Sir, we'd love to have our members of MS-13 back in our country. Took about 2 minutes, but this was going on for years. They wouldn't take them back. Now they take them back, but I think that's going to be lost probably. Probably by now, Brandon, that's gone down the tubes, just like everything else has gone down the tubes. Just last month, an illegal alien criminal was arrested in California, good old California, for horribly assaulting an officer. But under California's deadly sanctuary state law, the vicious criminal was released back into the community. Just 5 days later, he walked into a church and savagely murdered his 9, 10, and 13-year-old daughters and other people that happened to be in the church. We have dozens of countries emptying out their prisons into America. We're like a dumping ground for prisoners. And we're going to be living with this for many years to come. Remember what I said, including those flights from out of Afghanistan where people bum-rushed the plane. And 97% of those people should not have been brought into our country. We're going to be paying a big price from what we took out and from the people that pour into our country for many years to come. You watch. And I made a lot of good predictions. And now saying Trump was right. I was right on the border. I was right on the pipeline. I was right on Germany. I said to Angela Merkel, I said, Angela, I'm sending you the white flag. She said, but why are you sending me the white flag? I said, it's called the flag of surrender, because you're getting your energy from Russia, and it's not good. Now, nobody knew it would happen this quickly, but who would have thought? To think that I shut the pipeline down and they opened it up immediately, it's just unthinkable. The open border left has turned our country into one giant sanctuary for dangerous criminal aliens. In the Republican Party, we believe that every inch of our country should be a sanctuary for law-abiding Americans, not for criminals.
Now, coming up, one of the whole speech is a giant string of highlights. Wait till you hear in a few seconds what he says about the damn rhinos. Donald Trump is running the rhinos off beautifully. Listen to where he goes in a few seconds.
If you want chaos, if you want crime, if you want carnage, you must immediately vote for radical Democrats because they will give it to you. That's what they're doing. Look at every city that's run by the Democrats. If you want safety, security, and strength, vote for America First Republicans this November.
Now watch how he pivots. He identified the communists as the enemy. He identified Save America movement as our friends. Watch how he lands on the rhinos here.
But before we can defeat the Democrats, socialists, and communists at the ballot boxes fall, we first have to defeat the rhinos and grandstanders in the primaries earlier this year. The rhinos, those rhinos are no good. I don't know. In many ways, they're as bad as the Democrats and sometimes worse. Wow. We got plenty of rhinos in the party, but I must say far fewer than we had 4 or 5 years ago. Unfortunately for the Patriots of South Carolina.
Now, watch what he does now. There are two South Carolina rhinos. Congresswimp Tom Rice of the 7th District, which is the one that Donald Trump is standing in, Florence, and crazy Nancy Mace, Congresswoman from the 1st District. Donald Trump, you're going to hear it in the next 2 minutes, he ends the political careers of those two rhino Republican congressmen. Genius.
You currently have two atrocious rhinos. They're bad people in the House who went to Washington, sold you out, and partnered with the Democrats to stab the Republican Party and, frankly, to stab our country in the back. Right here in the 7th Congressional District, Tom Rice, a disaster.
End of his career.
He's respected by no one. He's laughed at in Washington. He was never thought highly of in Washington. And he was just censured by your great South Carolina GOP. Tom Rice joined the Democrats' deranged impeachment witch hunt hoax. It's all turned out to be a hoax. It's all turned out now to be a hoax. He parroted their lies. He gave aid and comfort to their weaponization of the national security state against the domestic political opponents. He voted for the unselect committee of highly partisan politicians that are running this horrible witch hunt in Washington. It's a witch hunt like nobody's ever seen before. But for me, it's okay because it's just a continuation of the fake witch hunt that's gone on for 4 years. And now Tom Rice looks like a total fool. He said, I didn't know what I voted to impeach President Trump. I was committing political suicide. And you know, that's exactly what happened. And hopefully it'll be true. In the first congressional district, you have another horrendous rhino known as Crazy Nancy Mace. 2 years ago, she begged for my endorsement and I pledged. And she pledged.
I will pause right there.
To be America.
Don't
first
go away.
All the way. She's
going
to
just
be
gets
America.
Better.
I'm going to be
oh, sorry. America sorry,
first.
My fault.
Instead, the first thing Nancy Mace did when she got to Washington was start attacking Republicans and hold a fundraiser for wacky Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney. It's another beauty. Liz Cheney, who's polling now at 12%. In the great state of Wyoming, which was actually my number one state. Does anyone know that? I got number one state was Wyoming.
Just ahead of North Dakota.
In terms of the vote. Hate to tell you, South Carolina, but I did damn well with you two. And Alabama. You know, it's sort of interesting. We won South Carolina in a record. We won Alabama in a record. But we lost Georgia just by a whisker. Does it happen that way?
That's what he's pointing out. That's statistically impossible. If you win South Carolina and Alabama, bookends to Georgia by big margins, you cannot have lost Georgia. Statistically impossible.
It doesn't happen. When you win Alabama, Henry, and when you win South Carolina, Henry, you win Georgia by a lot also, Henry. Cheney joined the phony narrative about January 6th. She voted to hold Steve Bannon in contempt, which was terrible. She's totally manipulated by raging never-Trumpers and the radical left Democrats that are poisoning our country. She's a terrible person, and she has no idea what she's doing, Nancy Mace. Right after hearing I was going to endorse a really wonderful person, a different candidate. She went to New York and stood in front of the magnificent Trump Tower. Has anyone ever heard of Trump Tower? And did a commercial insinuating that I was endorsing her. She's standing over in front of Trump Tower in New York. I'm saying, can you believe this? It was untruthful, just like everything else she does. Thankfully, this June, you have the chance to dump these grandstanding losers and replace them with two rock-solid America First champions, Russell Fry. Russell, where's Russell? Russell Fry and Katie Arrington. Where are you? Come on up. Come up. Russell is a conservative warrior who will give no...
Now, both of these patriots, Russell Fry and Katie Arrington, who you're about to hear, are going to win in June in the primary against the Tom Rice and Nancy Mace. Donald Trump did this with one fell swoop of his political influence with America's patriots.
Quarter to the socialist left. Likewise, Katie Arrington is a fighter for the people of South Carolina. And you know, a few years ago, she beat Mr. Argentina. Do you know who that is? He liked that Argentina dancer. Remember? You remember that? Mr. Argentina. But Katie, you know, she went through a lot because she did a fantastic, ran a fantastic race, and she was horribly, horribly injured in an automobile accident. And she never had the chance to campaign. And
now she's standing right next to the president right now. She's a more than a head shorter than he is. And then Russell Fry is standing next on the other side of the podium. They're both going to speak brilliantly. You'll hear them in just a moment. Get ready to welcome them to the U.S. Congress as MAGA congressmen.
It was just incredible because she was incredible. But she was so badly injured, and now she's 100%. But that was a tough time. Yeah. That was a tough period of time, but she's been fantastic and she's been loyal and she loves the people of South Carolina, the people of our country. They will be tough on crime, strong on border, strong on election integrity, and they will support our military and our vets, and they will never appease the fake news or the radical left. So I want to ask everybody in this incredible state, I love this state, I want them to have the same kind of vote that you gave me to get out and vote for Russell Fry and Katie Arrington in the primary on June 14th, which is my birthday.
Yes.
That's my birthday. That's Flag Day. So that's a big day. So I know you spoke before, but why don't you just say two words and we'll then get the hell out of here because it's cold.
Here comes Russell Fry.
It's like I said earlier, on June 14th, it's our turn to vote. And on June 14th, here in the 7th Congressional District, we're going to vote to impeach Tom Rice at the ballot box.
Shakes hands with the president. Now here comes this wonderful little tiny woman.
I always have to bring a stool. So, you know, I have a name for Nancy Rice. I call her Liz Cheney of the South. You like that? It's all for you, good guy. It's true. It's true. Everybody, I think we all deserve to give this gentleman behind me, DJT, one hell of a round of applause.
Listen to this little woman.
Sir, the reason they're pre-screaming your name is you're the best damn president this country's ever had. Period. End of story. Nobody gets it any better. Be our number 47. You were our 46, be our 47. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Oh, boy. She just got elected to Congress right there.
Thank you very much.
Now, those two people, those two, like you, folks in the audience, those two MAGA Republican patriots, they had no chance whatsoever, zero chance of becoming congressman and congresswoman 30 minutes earlier. Donald Trump destroyed Tom Rice in 2 minutes. He destroyed Nancy Mace, incumbent congressman, in 2 minutes, and he just elected those two people. That's what we've got in Donald Trump, folks. There's nobody could have done what you just heard other than that man. And he's doing it across the country, everywhere it really counts, where we can run the rhinos out or retake a demon rat communist seat. We love Trump again. How do you get 50,000 people all at the same time to chant together, "We love Trump," with no prompting?
Thank you very much. In 2020, 120 of the 122 candidates that I endorsed in congressional primary elections won their election. And now we think we're going to be really, it's going to be incredible. You know, last week in Texas, 33 endorsements. We won 33 races. There are a couple of primaries. There are a couple of continuing primaries, but they're going to win. They're way ahead. They're going to win. So we view it as 33 out of 33, and I just got a 98% approval rating in the Republican Party. That's pretty good. So we got to get out and vote for those two. We got to put Nancy Mason. We got to put Tom Rice back where they came from.
We'll stop right there. Be right back. And
everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extend.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name.
Hey.
'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto.
Hey, we're back, folks, and we're gonna go all the way through this Trump speech, this amazing speech yesterday in Florence, South Carolina. Now, the Trump Phenomenon radio team here in our vast Trump Phenomenon radio complex up here in North Dakota, we contacted President Trump, and we humbly requested that if he could shorten his rally speeches to 1 hour, it would better fit our Trump Phenomenon radio format. And he has obliged us. I mean, this is incredible. Yes, the president listens to, wait a minute, we don't have a staff and we don't have a complex. all right. Anyway, you know, come on, you know. Now, let's go back to the greatest man in American, and I say in world history. I know that you could swell somebody's head with statements like that, but I don't know of any greater man I've ever heard of, seen, contemplated. Here he is.
We're also joined by other great Republican leaders tonight, including your incredible governor and my friend. He was so loyal to me. I said, boy, this guy's incredible, and his unbelievable wife, Mr. and Mrs. Henry McMaster, Governor McMaster. Congratulations, Henry. Thank you. Thank you both. Thank you for being here. in this freezing cold. Thank you, Peggy, very much. Great job. Boy, they became great friends. Remember, I had the lieutenant governor. Other people had the governor, and the lieutenant governor won. So thank you very much. We'll never forget it, Henry. Also with us are Lieutenant Governor Pamela Yvette. Thank you. Thank you, Pamela. Thank you very much. Attorney General Alan Wilson. Great family. Alan. Thank you, Alan. Former Ambassador Woody Johnson and his incredible family, Suzanne. And Woody, I don't know where the hell you are, but you're in. Hello, Mike. There's a man. He's the greatest fire of ants in history. Mike Lindell. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike.
I've got my thank you, pillows.
Mike. And a great patriot. Former ambassador, a man who loves South Carolina a lot, Ed McMullen. Did a great job. Representatives Joe Wilson and Carol Miller. State House Speaker Jay Lucas. State Senate President Thomas Alexander.
Now notice, he's going through the State House Speaker, Republican. State Senate Leader, Republican. That Donald Trump has won over the Republican Party. He just has to flush out the remaining rhinos, the Mitt Romneys, the Adam Kinzingers, who's announced he's not running again, and Liz Cheney, who is going to get creamed if she even dares to run in the Wyoming primary. But in every state, and we'll hear this in all these rallies, he addresses the local dignitaries, the local MAGA people. He doesn't give the time of day to the rhinos.
South Carolina GOP Chair Drew McKissick. Oh, we love Drew. President of the National Border Patrol, Brandon Judd. I just introduced him. One of the most popular men in America. Great coach. Everybody wanted him to get the presidential medal. Great Lou Holtz. Where's Lou? Where's Lou? I already introduced Chris Cox of Bikers for Trump and Bikers of every Bikers, period, just Bikers. With the help of everyone here tonight, Republicans are going to take back control of Congress, and then we must quickly put our big and bold agenda into action. One of the most important lessons of the past 2 years is that to be a strong nation, America must also be a manufacturing nation. We have to bring back our manufacture. We cannot count on China or any other country to give us our critical products. And we cannot have our vital supply chains. Who ever heard of this? You can't get anything. The stores are half empty. We have a supply chain. Nobody ever even talked about this. And this all came out of the stench of the Biden administration. Stretches all over the globe. Under a Republican Congress, we should pass historic legislation and powerful tariffs to bring our essential industries back home to America and back to South Carolina where they belong.
Now, listen to this. Any doubters out there as to whether Donald Trump gets it on the vaccine, the COVID mandates, the masks, and all of the Fauci. In this particular speech, he doesn't call it what he usually calls it, Fauci bullshit. Here he comes. Listen carefully. He's about to let you know where he stands.
The top priority when we take back Congress should be, and it will be, to pass a bill terminating every last federal COVID mandate.
Get it out of the park.
And on day one, we should force the Pentagon to rehire all the great service members Biden forced out of the military with his lawless vaccine mandates, with an apology and all back pay.
Nice, nice.
In addition, a Republican Congress must stand up for parental rights and parental power. America's moms and dads should get a veto over everyone and anything teaching far-left gender ideologies to their children without parental consent. And we should move quickly to pass the Republican bill to protect women's sports. You see the records that are being broken? Swimming 38 seconds. You know, is it a record that stood for 11 years? Did break it by maybe 1/100th of a second. He broke it by 38 seconds. The best, though, are the weightlifting records. You know, with one hand, boom, the record's broken. It's ridiculous. Keep men out of women's sports.
Notice the delivery. Keep men out of women's sports. Bing, bang, boom. He just lowers the boom on the commies. What a delivery. What a message. Imagine the demon rat communists who ran the best American soldiers out of the Army, Air Force, and Navy because they wouldn't take the damn shots. These are the people with courage. These are the ones you want in the trenches with you. Donald Trump just said, we're bringing them all back and we're restoring all their back pay. That is going to, I'll tell you what, here on this radio show, we're all going to be whooping and hollering when all those wonderful young soldiers get their back pay. It'll be a couple years of back pay. A nice check.
As president, I was proud to issue the world's first ban on critical race theory in September of 2020. Joe Biden rescinded that order, but as soon as we retake Congress, Republicans will ban critical race theory once and for all. They will also defund the racist equity mandates across the entire federal government. No more illegal discrimination in anything. Getting critical race theory out of our schools is not just a matter of values. It's also a matter of national survival. We have no choice. The fate of any nation ultimately depends upon the willingness of its citizens to lay down, and they must do this, lay down their very lives to defend their country. If we allow the Marxists and communists and socialists to teach our children to hate America, there will be no one left to defend our flag or to protect our great country or its freedom.
Brilliant.
Just days ago, a poll found that if our country was invaded like Ukraine was invaded, a majority of Democrats stunningly admitted that they would not fight for America.
Wow.
For the same reason, we have to get political correctness out of our military. The woke generals should be fired immediately. We want our generals to think about winning wars, not to teach pronouns. It's also far past time for big tech and to restore. Look at what big tech is doing, how dishonest they are, how dishonest and corrupt they are. They are horrible for our country. We have to restore free speech in our country, and we will do it.
Bingo.
Just days ago, Google and YouTube censored my podcast with the Nelk Boys after it was watched by millions and millions of people, a record by many times. In just less than 24 hours, they took it down because I told the truth. These are sick people. We have to have in our country freedom of speech. We have to have freedom of speech. If we don't have freedom of speech, we don't have a country any longer.
Bingo.
And finally, at all costs, we must defend the sacred integrity of our elections. Just last week, the special counsel investigating the 2020 election in Wisconsin, the state of Wisconsin, a highly respected former state Supreme Court justice, a great gentleman, announced that $8.8 million Mark Zuckerberg poured into the local elections, quote, facially violates the Wisconsin law prohibiting election bribery. That's a pretty big judge. Be careful, Mark. The investigation revealed that 91 nursing homes, think of that, 91, thousands of people in five counties had voter turnout rates of almost 100%, even though many of them were very ill. Some were dying. Their families said, my mother never voted. This was just a disgrace, what took place in Wisconsin. And it was a bombshell in Wisconsin. In addition to the explosive evidence gathered by True the Vote, showing a massive illegal ballot harvesting scheme in Georgia and other swing states, revealing thousands and thousands of ballot traffickers known as mules. They go in, they carry ballots. Every day there is more overwhelming evidence that the 2020 election, and by the way, it's even beyond the standpoint of evidence, there is so much fact. It was corrupt, it was fraudulent, and loaded up with irregularities. In other words, it was rigged.
Bingo.
So I ran twice, I won twice, and I did much better the second time than we did the first, getting 12 million more votes, and now we may have to run again.
Do you think?
At the federal, state, and local level, Republicans must act to ensure universal voter ID, citizenship confirmation, no more drop boxes, no more private money paying for so-called help with the elections. And we must ensure that every election can be fully and quickly audited. The ultimate goal would be the same-day elections. Why can't we have same-day elections? With mail-in ballots only for the military and vote for those people who are very ill and cannot vote in person. Same-day elections. You can't have elections where ballots are sitting around. They sit around in storage areas for 20, 30, 40 days, Henry, because lots of bad things are happening to them as security guards are not doing their job. Our election was rigged, and we can never let this happen again, and we will continue to go forward, but we will also never, ever forget what happened, and we continue to look at this fraud, and things are happening on a daily basis like nobody would believe. It was a fraudulent election, and the proof is beyond anybody's wildest expectation. We are just 8 months away from what could be the most important midterm election in American history.
Yes.
Our country is at stake, and we need a landslide so big that the radical Democrats cannot rig or steal the election.
Yes.
Very much like the landslide we had. Nice swing you have. He's going. Are you a golfer? What's your handicap? That's a nice looking swing. I'm proud of you. Very much like the landslide that we had in your state in South Carolina, very much. So to every patriot here today, I ask you to get ready to work, get ready to fight, get ready to win. And we're going to win like never before.
Work, fight, win.
We're going to win like never before. This is the year we are going to take back the House. We are going to take back the Senate. And we are going to take back America, and in 2024 we are going to take back that beautiful, beautiful White House. I wonder who will do that. I wonder. Together with your help, we will fight for more jobs for American families, fair trade for American workers, and more South Carolina factories forging more products stamped with that beautiful phrase, made in the USA. We will shut down Joe Biden's border disaster. We will again end catch and release. We will end chain migration, and we will end visa lottery. And we will get that wall finished so fast your head will spin. We will hold China accountable for unleashing the virus and charge them trillions of dollars for the damage and suffering they have caused. We will stop the Biden crime wave in our Democrat-run cities. We will crack down on violent criminals, and we will give our police officers, our law enforcement, we love them, our 100% support. We will pass critical reforms, making every executive branch employee fireable.
Beautiful.
By the President of the United States. The deep state must and will be brought to heel. It's already happening. We will protect innocent life. We will defend our Constitution, and we will defend the Second Amendment. We will proudly uphold the Judeo-Christian values and principles of our nation's founding. We will restore patriotic education to our schools. We will teach our children to love their country, honor our history, and to always respect our great American flag. And in conclusion, our MAGA movement is by far the greatest political movement in the history of our country. Together, we are standing up against some of the most sinister forces, entrenched interests, and vicious opponents our people have ever seen. But no.
Now, at that moment, I noticed something. You could hear a pin drop. When the president is talking about the magnitude of the evil we face, the entire crowd fell silent. They understand. This is life or death. You could hear a pin drop in a crowd of over 50,000 people.
No matter how big or powerful these corrupt radicals may be, you must never forget this nation does not belong to them. This nation belongs to you.
Yes. He's ending now.
This is your home. This is your heritage. And our American liberty is your God-given right. It was patriots like you who built this country, and it's patriots like you who are going to save our country. This is a very, very critical time. Our country has never been in trouble like it is right now.
Again, right there, you could hear a pin drop. All those people, all of us, as if we're one person, we get it.
In a little more than a year, they have gone on to almost destroy our country. But the key word is almost. We're not going to let it happen. And together we will make a more exceptional country than ever before. There is no mountain we cannot climb. There is no summit we cannot reach. There is no challenge we cannot meet. There is no victory we cannot have, because just like generations before us, American faith is lifting our souls, American pride is beating our hearts, and pure, unflinching courage is coursing through our veins of beautiful, beautiful blood, red, white, and blue. We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. As long as we are confident and united, the tyrants we are fighting do not stand a chance of winning. Because we are Americans, and Americans kneel to God and kneel to God alone. My fellow citizens, this incredible journey we are on together has only just begun. And it is time to start talking about greatness for our country again. Our country will be great again. We are one movement.
One movement.
We are one people, one family, and one glorious American nation under God. Together we are unstoppable. Together we are unbeatable. And together our ultimate victory is inevitable. And so with the help of everyone here today, and it's such an honor to be with you, even though we're all very cold out here, and with the commitment of hardworking, freedom-loving patriots across this magnificent land, we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again.
Here
we
comes.
Will make America safe again. And we
will make America great again.
God bless you. Thank you, South Carolina. We love you.
Listen to the music coming up. Selected by Donald Trump. Sam and Dave. Don't you ever be sad.
Lean on me and I.
Da-da-da. Hold on. Trump's coming. Hold on. Donald's coming. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Trump's coming. Well, I'll turn it down now as he exits. Wow. I'll tell you what, that was fun. I think, by the way, remember, folks, Republic Broadcasting probably skipped through a bunch of ads while you were listening to that. Remember, republicbroadcasting.org. Support Republic Broadcasting. I'll bet you one of the ads we skipped might have been Don Wassel's for his Freedom Times. That's one of the best newspapers, along with the Epoch Times, I think the two best newspapers in America, Freedom Times and the Epoch Times. You want to subscribe to the Freedom Times, Don Wassel's website. You want to go there. And Don, if you're out there, I'll have Don on this show. You'll get a chance to meet Don Wassel and find out more about the Freedom Times. But wow, that was something there. I hope your head is spinning just as mine is. Donald Trump just took you on a journey. You heard every word he spoke. With unforgivable interruptions by me. That was 1 hour of pure patriot genius. He's changing history with every appearance he makes. And, you know, of course, the pukes, the communists, the rats, the scumbags who now have captured our country, captured government, they're doing everything they can to make sure that average Americans don't hear what you just heard. You're part of Republic Broadcasting, so you hear this stuff. And we've got to make sure it gets out wider and that more Americans hear it, because that's the name of the game. If they can, as George Orwell prophesied in 1940, published in 49, he wrote it in 48, the year I was born, he prophesied that the rats, the communists, will take over the channel, the means of communication. And they will cut off information. It is an information. It is an info war. Alex Jones is right. And prophetic himself. We're going to fight like hell. we're going to win. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll meet up again next week here in the Trump Clubhouse. See you then.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.